A former Sandinista has been barred from entering the United States on the grounds that she was involved in acts of terrorism. Dora Maria Tellez was one of the leaders of the Sandinista revolution that ousted Nicaraguan dictator Anastasio Somoza in 1979. She is now a historian and has been invited to teach at Harvard University this spring. The news that Tellez is being kept out of the U.S. has outraged academics and well-known Latin American writers and professors. They are baffled as to why the U.S. government won't allow her to enter the country this time, since she has visited the U.S. frequently. As NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports, the Nicaraguan government also wants an explanation why one of the most celebrated figures in modern Latin American history is considered persona non grata.
Dora Maria Tellez was only 22 years old when she helped orchestrate an assault on Nicaragua's National Palace in 1978 that led to the ultimate overthrow of the dictator Anastasio Somoza a year later. Now a historian, Tellez had been invited to begin teaching two classes this spring at Harvard as the prestigious Robert F. Kennedy Visiting Professor in Latin American Studies in the Divinity Department. But she has had to turn down the appointment. Tellez initially applied for a student visa last year to study English in California. After waiting several months for a response, the former Sandinista leader was told that her visa would not be granted because of her participation in terrorist activities. Speaking from Managua, Tellez says she still doesn't understand why she was rejected on those grounds. It seemed extremely strange and above all threatening, she says. To have a statement made by the United States government, you have to take that very seriously. The Bush administration has declared war on terrorists and terrorism, so I think this puts my personal integrity and security at risk. Marsha Bosshard, a spokesperson at the U.S. Embassy in Managua, would only confirm that Tellez has been rejected under the Immigration and Nationality Act, Section 212A3B, that denies visas for those who have been involved in terrorism. This part of the law was tightened after 9/11 with the introduction of the U.S. Patriot Act and has been criticized by civil liberty groups. Harvard University academics are furious at the ban. John Coatsworth is the director of the David Rockefeller Center for Latin American Studies, who approved Tellez's appointment.
The rules are defined so broadly and so stupidly that I don't think George Washington would be able to get a visa to come to the United States nowadays. The rules make no distinction between people who have fought against tyranny and people who are terrorists that attack innocent civilians. And as long as that's the case, and as long as the rules are being administered in a politically biased way by the current administration, we're going to lose the opportunity to learn from people who have very interesting things to teach us. And that's certainly the case with Dora Maria Tellez.
Tellez says she also believes the ban is politically motivated. I think that there are people who have very important positions in the Bush administration who think that they still have a Cold War in Nicaragua, she says. They believe they didn't win the war during the Reagan administration and that there is still an opportunity to get the results that they want. If they are telling me that I'm a terrorist or was a terrorist because I participated in the war against the dictatorship, then that's pretty funny, I tell you frankly, she says. Tellez has met with Nicaragua's foreign minister, who will be asking the Bush administration to formally clarify their reasons for barring her from the U.S. She says she doesn't want a U.S. visa now. She simply wants to clear her name. Academics, writers, and human rights groups in Nicaragua have taken up her cause. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.